So that's what they have done. And that's why my son, Dong Song, very, very, very dynamic man whom you saw here, mobilized by the Ugandan boy who is in China. He works as a diplomat for Uganda in China. And one Ugandan lady, Mrs. Kutesa, they mobilized these people and said, you come to Uganda. And when he came, he found the project which had been here for years with no investor. They said, we shall do it. And we shall not only produce fertilizers, but we shall also produce steel, because deposits were mixed up. And the whole project will take $630 million. And we are going to have a number of factories here. The one for producing fertilizers, the one for producing steel, the one for producing glass. Glass is from sand. So that sand which you are stepping on, if it is properly treated, it will produce glass. Then another factory for bricks. The residue from iron ore, from phosphates, they compact it into very strong bricks. Then another factory for rare earth, another factory for shea butter and making cosmetics, and then another factory for producing yellow phosphorus cake. So all these are the factories which are already planned for here. Now, if you see the savings, like fertilizers, in 2013, Uganda spent $50 million importing fertilizers. And you can go year by year, the average is $32 million imported. Now, those imports will stop. Glass, we have been spending average $23 million per year for importing. Iron and steel, in 2014, Uganda spent $403 million importing steel. The average for all these years is $377 million per year. All these imports will stop, and instead we shall be exporting to the region. So therefore, I'm very grateful to the Chinese government for their cooperation. They don't only support these money-making projects, they also support infrastructure. These factories need electricity, and the Chinese have supported us in that effort, in Karuma, in Isimba. These factories here, once they are fully developed, they will need 120 megawatts. As much as what Owen Forest Dam was producing in the past. Fortunately, however, we have now moved. We have got more and more electricity. The Chinese are also helping us with the railway. With Kenya, we are building a new modern railway. When the railway is finished, the cost of transport will go down by almost 5 times. Therefore, Uganda will become more competitive business-wise. This is, however, if we fight corruption. You heard that there are flies who hover wherever there is some little food. The chuchu. Those chuchus must be fumigated, because they disturb our investors. We are going to lock them up. The Bible says, thou shalt not put your pearls before pigs. Pigs cannot appreciate value. This is, however, a simple fight. We shall wipe it out, as long as we get facts. I therefore want to thank Dong Song, the investor, for his dynamism and dedication. and to thank the Chinese government, as I've already said, for supporting these efforts. It is therefore my honor to declare the first phase of the Tororo Uganda-China Industrial Center commission. Eyalamanoi.